Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, Sue, at 4:04, remind me to tell you how my puppy grabbed an entire Kit Kat bar from me last night, and I'm pretty sure he ate the wrapper, too.
Oh,
luckily,
great.
it was one of the small ones, you know, like the snack sizes.
Oh, yeah.
But I came into the living room, and then I used the restroom. I came out, and the Kit Kat was gone.
Yeah.
And I saw some crumbs. But again, the wrapper went down with them, too.
So yeah, that's a delight.
These things happen. I don't think it's enough chocolate to do harm.
No, I don't think so.
But he eats everything. It's unbelievable. John Fetterman sat down with Katie Couric. What a mistake that was. I'll play some of that audio a little later, but here's Fetterman, you know, the Democrat in the Senate, maybe the only one making sense on some of the shutdown stuff.
I'm not changing the party, but it's like if a Democrat's not allowed to say, hey, it's wrong, it's always wrong to shut our government down. I mean, I think that's pretty reasonable because that used to be our official position on it.
You know, I highlighted this on Monday, but it would really be worth your time, and I linked to it on my ex, formerly Twitter. The piece that he, well, it's not really something he wrote. It's in his book, but they included an excerpt from John Fetterman's new book in the Free Press on Monday. And I read some of that, remember, Sue? And it was talking about the mental illness, and it's incredible. Cassie Smedley is back with us this afternoon to talk about some of the stuff going on Capitol Hill, former RNC spokesperson. How many shutdowns did you oversee? Do you remember? Is that a good trivia question for you?
That is actually, I think it was technically two, but the 2013 one, the big one over Obamacare, that's the one that really stands out as the long slog one, which pales in comparison to this one, I guess. But that was a long time back then.
So I'm always wrong about these things. I've advised listeners, you know, if I pick a team to win on a particular given weekend, you're likely to cash a ticket if you wager in the complete opposite direction. I did not think that this shutdown was going to last as long. And mainly I didn't think it was because I didn't see any leverage for the Democrats. And in the end, there was no leverage for the Democrats. And they finally realized that, Cassie.
Yes. In fact, in 2013, when we were taking our last grand stand against Obamacare before it was implemented, and Ted Cruz was really the one leading the charge on this at the time, it was the same kind of thing. We were in the minority. We had the majority in the House, but we had the minority in the Senate. We didn't have the White House. So you didn't have any real leverage because ultimately you needed the White House and a bunch of Democrats to agree with you or work with you, and they weren't going to repeal their signature piece of legislation, right? Obamacare. And so we kept trying things, but at some point you're sort of sputtering and you're just trying to save face. And admittedly, that's what the Democrats were faced with. And when you see these reports that the Gang of Eight, that it ended up, the eight Democrats that voted to end the shutdown, they came to Schumer on, I think, week two.
Right
and said,
away.
Okay, we're ready to play ball.
Right off the bat, yeah.
And he said, no, you need to hold the line. That's insane. And the fact that we've gone through all the hurt and the pain and anxiety, whether it's SNAP benefits and not knowing where your next meal is coming from, if you're a federal worker or an air traffic controller, who had to moonlight as an Uber driver to make ends meet. It's insane that none of this had to be, that it was purely political. And Republicans, Republican candidates, Republican campaign people need to hang that around Democrats next.
Yeah.
Sorry for the imagery.
No, but no, that's okay. But look, it's not like it's a theory that it was political. It is confirmed. That is exactly what
yes.
happened. And it's shameful in this situation. And by the way, and you know this, if the situation was reversed and the Republicans did this, they'd be still running front page stories at the New York Times about how evil the Republicans are for doing this simply for politics.
Exactly. And in fact, no, instead, you're exactly right. But what happened in this case is that you had the New York Times running cover for the Democrats by just not covering the shutdown until it was really the moment of the SNAP payments and then the airport flight reductions that forced the coverage. Because for so long, and I think why the shutdown was able to go on for a while, is it was just sort of the ghost shutdown. People weren't really aware that it was happening because it literally was not being covered in the legacy media. They were running cover for the Democrats until they were like, come on, guys, like, we can't hide this anymore.
No, I think you're right about that. Yeah. And, you know, look, I was even surprised. And I played a little of the audio. I think Kristen Welker was one of them. Even somebody on MSNBC, believe it or not. But there were some media members that I think finally sat back and said, well, we can't really lie about this anymore. It is the Democrats mm-hmm. that are shutting down the government. And they called them out a couple of times.
But it was, again, it was finally because, and I think it was the pressure on SNAP. And it was saying, you can't just keep saying, well, judges need to overturn this, or and the polls were shifting as well. People were starting to see what was happening as well. And I heard you talking about Senator Fetterman, who, by the way, my prayers are with him. Did you hear that he is seemingly fainted and he's in the hospital getting looked at?
Oh, yes. I did not know that. I missed
I'm
that.
Reporting fake news.
Okay.
This just happened, I think, this afternoon. I thought, I don't think it was AI. I think it was real. That I was seeing.
Oh, yeah. This was from a few hours ago. And I was involved in a lunch today, so I missed that. But thank you for bringing that. It says minor injuries after a fall related to heart issues. So, yeah, we hope he's okay.
Yeah. So apparently his observation, the staff says that abundance of caution, they're getting his medication sorted out. But here's somebody who's had so much political courage, not just to vote to keep the government open, but also to talk about it very openly and to say we should not be doing this. And I do wish that more people felt comfortable doing that. And I hope to be very blunt about it. If the tables were turned and Republicans are trying to pull this in the future, so we would have our own people who would say, no, let's be better than this, because it hurts so many people and it costs the government and taxpayers so much money. Shutdowns are very expensive because of all the extraneous things you have to do in order to just maintain a baseline of functioning. So it's just a lose-lose scenario. But I think, politically speaking, that the Democrats are now having to take it on the chin a little bit, that Schumer's having, I love just seeing him having to squirm a little bit. I think that's Republicans something that we should really push in the midterms. But Republicans also, now that we're back to work, need to start putting those points on the board again, because it's been a minute since we've had positive headlines about.
And I agree with you. What, you know, some listeners have brought this up to me, and you're a communications person. So let me ask you this, because I had a lot of listeners, maybe not a lot, but I had several who reached out with similar themes that the Republicans are terrible at messaging some of this stuff. So even with the big, beautiful bill, you know, they finally changed the name of it, probably too late, because they gave, you know, the Democrats an opportunity just to mock the name, but it didn't focus on really what was at stake, which was everyone's taxes mm-hmm. would have gone up, right? And even on this healthcare stuff, I think they always screwed up the messaging with going back to the Obamacare days. But it just seems like sometimes, yeah. and let's face it, the media, you know, inability to get fair treatment is part of this, Cassie. I would admit that. But it does seem sometimes they can't get the right messaging on the board so people understand some of this stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. I do think, funny enough to that point, during the shutdown, Republicans did an unusually good job of being united and on message. And we need to carry that, whatever communication they were doing so that everybody was singing from the same song sheet, carry that through for the issues of real importance. Because to your point on the Big Beautiful Bill, when you look at the polling of what the individual things in it, even including the fixes, I would say, to Medicaid, that actually polls really well. Getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, making sure your taxes don't go up, avoiding that huge tax increase, no taxes on tip, all those individual things poll really well. But when you say Big Beautiful Bill, it pulls poorly.
Right.
So they need to get back. I've heard that President Trump is possibly going to do kind of a barnstorming tour across the country, which is really good because, of course, we've had a lot of foreign affairs news lately. But to get back to domestic news, and he should go out and tout it, but tout the individual things that we know are important to people and that people are glad to see. So I think he'll get back to it. But of course, we had 42 days of distraction with this shutdown.
Speaking of important things, let's close with something very important to you and I, and that's the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are not looking real good, right? And they have to go to Denver on Sunday afternoon. The Broncos are 8-2, Cassie. Are we a little concerned? Because I am.
I can't believe it. I know. My very best friend lives in Denver now, and she can't even believe it. She goes, we're having an incredible season. I love that because they have season tickets. She said, oh, I can't wait to have the Chiefs here. I said, oh, I'm so afraid for what's going to happen. But you know what? I do think that the Buffalo Bills game, notwithstanding, which they're such a good team as well, that they are finding their footing. I think they'll be ready again. But it is tough.
Here's
to
what
see
I'll tell
this
you.
Sort of 50-50
Here's the key.
Season.
The key to Sunday. Andy Reid coming off the bye. Andy Reid has an incredible record coming off the bye. And as good as Denver is, and they have to play, you know, in Denver, I'm going to give the Chiefs the edge here this weekend. Cassie, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
All right,
Mark.
Take care.
That bet.
All right, see you. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.